Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop with me, the Citizens Head of Motoring, Jaco van der Merwe. I'm joined by Charles Bosch. On the menu this week, a very interesting topic. The new, or should I say the all-new Toyota Fortuner, which was originally thought could be not this year, maybe going into next year, we could have a glimpse of it. But new leaked images to emerge in India sort of creates the speculation that it could be before the end of this year still. Now, Charles, we get leaked images and we get leaked images, but you seem to be very convinced by the authenticity of these leaked images. Tell us more about that.
Well, the thing is that we've been waiting for this for a very long time. Back in 2021, it was reported in India that we could expect the Fortuner in 2022. That subsequently never happened. And then eventually 2023 was mentioned, also from India. You have to also understand that India is a very, very big market for Fortuner. It's more popular than Hilux because Hilux is not sold in great volumes in that country. So, it is very, the images that we've seen, it can only be the new Fortuner because Toyota has already started, teasing the Prado, the brand new Prado, which is also coming out later this year. But if you look at the still very blacked out teaser image that was, the Prado was depicted, it's completely different compared to this new one that was launched, or that was, leaked. And Fortuner has been, a topic for a long time. So it can only be the new Fortuner.
You can, of course, just if you haven't seen that image, just click on the little link we've got to that story where Charles has copied that little picture, the leaked, so-called leaked image. Not very much we can make from the back or the interior, but you say that front end is definitely, you reckon, distinctively Toyota and a bit of Corolla Cross in there, you said.
There's a lot of Corolla Cross in the front. There's a lot of the, well, not a lot, but there are some elements from the Toyota Tacoma, which is a North American twin of the Hilux. And there's also a lot of cues from a model which we had in South Africa many years ago called the Toyota Innova, which is a massive seller in India. The new one is called the Innova Zenix, I believe. So that is the biggest giveaway. You also have to understand that the current Fortuner, the Hilux, and the Innova were all based on the same platform, the IMV platform. And the new Innova is moving away from that platform. And given the correlation between the new Innova and the Fortuner back in the current one, and now with this new one, you can just align the two of them. So definitely Fortuner.
Just to be very clear, what we are talking about is all on speculation.
Yeah.
that the leaked image is indeed the new Fortuner,
yeah,
which Toyota haven't confirmed.
Mm-mm.
And they obviously will not comment on
no.
a leaked image. When they have something to show, they will show us.
Yes.
But Charles, just take us, let's say, through the global little picture. Although Fortuner is built here and there's a huge market in South Africa for it, there are much bigger markets. So whether this leaked image is correct or not, whether it is happening this year or not, take us through the whole thing. How will it, where will it be launched or showed first to the world and to which markets and what will follow?
So with the exception of India, the biggest market is Thailand, where the Hilux is also built for export markets. Thailand is where the current Fortuner, the facelift Fortuner, was launched in 2020, then came to South Africa earlier this year. So it will be launched there, and then it will be expanded to your Asian markets, where it is massive in terms of popularity. So that is, once launched in Thailand, it will then come to other markets. So launched in 2023, if everything what we heard goes according to plan, it will then only become available in select Asian markets in this at the end of this year, and then to the other markets, more than likely including us, in 2024.
And that also we reckon or should be a prelude to the new Hilux,
yes,
which is expected in what, 2025?
2025.
Of course, Fortuner being a massively important vehicle for Toyota in South Africa, and it's getting on a bit. We've said that with the update it's received at the beginning of this year. It has been around since 2015, and if you compare that to its major rival, the Ford Everest, it is dated inside a lot of systems. Styling, they've done well to refresh it a bit, but there's no arguing that it's dated. But if you look at the sales charts, Fortuner is just going from strength to strength. Everest has picked up a bit. The new one, obviously, they had major stock issues. They only started with the Truth models when they launched later last year, but they have picked up with more derivatives now, and they have they've increased their sales to over 300 a month, which is good for Everest standards. But I mean, just in comparison to the Fortuner last month, they sold over 1,600 models. And we would expect, Shaul, if for an all new model, it's got to be highly anticipated. You would think they would just carry on their sales success.
It has to be completely renewed inside. What we expect, and this again is not confirmed, it's again open to speculation, but if you look at the Tacoma, if you look at the Tundra and the Sequoia, which are all going to be based on which are all based on the same platform, which the new Fortuner will be. It's the new TNGAF platform, which debuted in the Land Cruiser 300, and the Hilux will also use this platform. So if you look at the American vehicles, they're completely different from their predecessors, and we expect exactly the same thing with the Fortuner. More plusher materials, a completely new design, more upgraded levels of tech, safety features as well will be dramatically upped, and a new design. And this will eventually be implanted into the new Hilux.
Let's just throw in a little curveball there to finish off this week. Obviously, the highly debated or hotly debated Chio Sport model. Do you think they may be holding out for the new one before introducing that to the local Fortuner?
This is again open to speculation, but we all know that there's going to be a mild hybrid diesel engine that's been confirmed from next year, which will eventually find its way into the Fortuner. It could potentially be that we might get a GR Sport as a final send off of this current generation before the new one arrives. So it'll be the same engine as the Hilux GR Sport, but at the moment, Toyota hasn't confirmed that at all. Talks about the Fortuner GR Sport, but Toyota didn't say anything. So who knows?
While the lid is still firmly on the new Fortuner, they have Toyota started divulging a few of the Prado leaked images, which is set for when this year, Charles?
From what we understand, round about November, the new Land Cruiser Prado.
Fantastic. Of course, before we can bring you anything official of the new Fortuner, we should be able to bring you some official stuff of the new Prado, which has been highly anticipated ever since the launch of its Lexus sibling not too long ago. But we'll, as usual, we'll keep you updated with the latest news. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Pit Stop. With me, Jaco van der Merwe. I was joined by Charles Bosch. Thanks for listening. Cheers.